Let's just call it what it is. Pharisee spirits don't know what to do with people like you. Religious systems get nervous when someone walks in true divine authority and not just titles and tradition. Especially when it's someone like you, awakened, untamed, and clearly chosen by God. You don't fit in their box, and honestly, you were never meant to. See, what's in you can't be contained by man-made rules, denominational gatekeeping, or pulpit performance. What's in you came from outside the grip of religion. It came from an encounter with God Himself. And just like Jesus, when you show up operating in truth, it ruffles feathers. Because Pharisee spirits love performance, but they can't handle power. They love titles, but they run from truth. And they can't manipulate someone who's been delivered outside of their control. When you've been touched by God for real, I mean really healed, pruned, called, and assigned, you don't move to please people. You don't shift to fit tradition. You walk by revelation, not religion. And that's what unsettles them, especially when you're a woman, especially when you're bold, especially when you're clear on your assignment. Because the truth is, your calling didn't come with permission slips. It came with divine orders. And listen, your calling will come with resistance, judgment, accusations, side eyes, and it's not because you're wrong. It's because you're right on time. You're walking in something that's breaking generational agreements with oppression. You're moving with a fire that's not afraid to speak up and say, "I'm not here to hurt your feelings. I'm here to expose your devil." You're not called to be liked. You're called to be light. And that means darkness is going to get agitated when you show up. Religion will always resist what it cannot control. But what they can't cancel is what God has ordained. So stand firm, keep doing what you were assigned to do, and don't let their criticism distract you from your commission. Heaven knows exactly who you are, and so does hell. That's why the warfare feels so personal, because your presence is a threat to everything fake, performative, and bound by fear. You're not here to play nice. You're here to shift the atmosphere. Let me tell you something, chosen one. When the devil starts getting loud through religious mouths, that's how you know you're hitting something real in the spirit. That's confirmation. When the Pharisee spirit starts twisting its neck and raising its voice, baby, it's not because you're out of line. It's because you're right on assignment. You were sent here to uproot evil, not blend in with it. You weren't placed in this generation to be agreeable and palatable to broken systems. You were anointed to tear them down. And trust me, anytime someone starts casting shade from a religious pedestal, it's because they're monitoring something they can't control. That's all a monitoring spirit is, hell's attempt to study you, contain you, and stop you from stepping into your full call. But here's the good news, it won't work. There is not a single demon from hell that can cancel what heaven has commanded. And that includes every monitoring spirit, every religious judge, every insecure man or woman who feels threatened by the fact that you walk in boldness, clarity, and freedom. You're not confused about who you are, and that's exactly why they are. Especially as a woman, the enemy has tried to box you in your whole life, told you what you were allowed to do, how you had to look, how loud you could be, how humble you needed to stay. Not out of holiness, but out of fear. Fear of what you might become if you really stepped into your full spiritual authority. And guess what? You're stepping anyway. You're preaching anyway. You're praying anyway. You're showing up in spaces that they said weren't for you, and you're setting them on fire with the truth of God. You are not here to be managed. You are here to be moved by the Most High, and every single tactic from hell that has been sent to distract you, intimidate you, or water you down is being dismantled right now in Jesus' name. So stay the course. Don't explain. Don't shrink. Don't you dare second guess what God told you. You are the disruption. You are the standard. And you're not just walking into rooms. You're cleansing them with your presence. There's a shift happening right now, and I need you to hear it clearly. God is moving men out of the way who tried to control what only He ordained. For too long, certain spirits, not all men, but the Pharisee spirits moving through them, have tried to police women's voices, control women's callings, and silence what they couldn't understand. But God said enough. He is clearing space, not out of rebellion, but divine alignment. He's making room for the daughters of Zion to stand fully in their power. And I want to be real clear, this isn't about coming against godly men. Godly men know the difference. They don't feel threatened by a woman who walks in divine authority. They celebrate her. They cover her. They walk beside her, not in front of her. But the Pharisee spirit, that controlling, gatekeeping energy wrapped in false holiness, it has always hated women, always tried to minimize their voice, reduce their worth, strip their access. But baby, it can't stand in this new move. Because this is a spiritual thing. This isn't about ego, this is about assignment. There are territories that only you, as a woman of God, were sent to occupy. There are strongholds that only your voice was meant to tear down. There are gifts that only activate when you step into your full authority. And that's why the enemy has been after your identity so hard. That's why you felt resistance, not just from people, but from whole systems. But you've also seen the favor, because when God makes room, no man can block it. Some of you have felt the tension of being too much and not enough at the same time. You've been called rebellious when all you were doing was obeying God. You've been accused of arrogance when you were simply confident in your calling. But I want you to hear this. God made you for this. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to explain. You were born to shift atmospheres. You were born to walk in power. You were born to take up space. And no demon, no doctrine, no outdated mindset is going to stop you. This is your moment. Step fully into it. Heaven is backing you. There's a reason God chose me, and I'm starting to understand it clearer than ever. See, this space we're building together, it's not just another platform, it's not a stage. It's a spiritual rehabilitation center for the weary, the wounded, and the ones who've been walking through hell with a smile on their face. People are going through real things, deep grief, heavy burdens, silent battles. And God said, I'm sending someone who can hold the weight and speak the truth. That's what this is about. I'm not your pastor. I'm not your first lady. I'm a teacher, a vessel, a woman with a message straight from heaven's throne. I speak from experience. I speak from fire. And if you've got a problem with that, baby, take it up with God, because I didn't choose this calling. He chose me for it. Now I know not everyone understands that. I know some folks feel a way about a woman standing up and preaching deliverance, power, healing, and the love of Jesus. But let me tell you something. I'm the right one for the job. And I say that with all humility, because I know what I've been through, and I know who carried me. I don't speak for applause. I speak because I've lived in the dark, and I know what it takes to walk somebody through it. You know, some people connect more with women, not because men aren't important, but because in their life, a woman was the one who stayed. A woman was the one who showed up, prayed, cooked, cried, and held everything together. So when I speak, they hear their mother, their grandmother, their auntie. They hear love wrapped in strength, and the devil hates that. He hates the idea of a woman standing in authority, clothed in fire, carrying God's word like a sword. But I don't care what the devil thinks. I don't care what religion says I can't do. I care about the person listening right now who needs to hear that God still loves you, that you're not too far gone, that you're not alone, that healing is real. So yes, I'm going to keep talking about the goodness of Jesus. Because baby, he's been too good to me not to. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you.